It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. A judge in southern Illinois has granted a temporary restraining order that prevents Governor Pat Quinn from moving forward with the closures of state prisons, including the women's prison in Dwight and Supermax facility at Tams. The order was granted by Alexander County Judge Charles Cavanaugh this morning in a hearing requested by the AFSCME Prison Workers Union. In a press release, union spokesman Anders Lindahl also says the state's motion to dismiss the union's case was denied. The governor had wanted to close the prisons and several juvenile facilities by last Friday, but the union sued and the judge ordered arbitration. AFSCME has cited concerns with prison safety and overcrowding. It's increasingly likely legislators will wait until next year to deal with the state's pension crisis. The politically charged issue is high on the minds of Illinoisans at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. Amanda Vinicky is there and has this report.
Political prognosticators had long assumed lawmakers would put off cutting state employees and teachers' pensions until after the election to make powerful, wealthy, and campaign-savvy voting blocks like teachers and state employees' unions angry before an election wouldn't be in politicians' best interest. Now, the strongest words yet from House Speaker Mike Madigan indicating a pension overhaul will wait at least until November.
I'm not planning on being in Springfield before the election.
Even more likely, it will wait even longer, until next year when fewer votes are needed to get it passed. Madigan pointed out it was in January, after a major election, that the General Assembly passed other controversial measures, including a death penalty ban and an income tax hike, the latter of which passed with only Democratic votes. Madigan hinted that may happen again with pensions.
Quite often, that's the end of the story. We attempt to work with the Republicans, and at the end of the day, why we just call upon Democrats to do what has to be done.
From the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A monthly indicator of economic progress in Illinois shows there has not been much change in the last few months. The University of Illinois' flash index remained unchanged in August, holding steady at 102.9. Anything over 100 signals economic growth. Economist and index author Fred Gertz says while the rate of growth is positive, it is not strong enough to make much of a dent in the unemployment rate. Flash Index is based on individual corporate and sales tax receipts. Champaign County Sheriff Dan Walsh admits the expansion of an electronics ban at the county courthouse this week could prove to be a challenge. In addition to the cell phone ban that's been in effect since March 1st of 2007, presiding Judge Tom DeFantis is now prohibiting other electronics, including laptops, iPads, and e-readers. Despite new signage and handing cards out with warnings the past few weeks, Walsh says it will take a while for the public to get the message. He says many still today are asked to return their cell phones to their cars.
No matter how public we make it, there's going to be people who come to the courthouse for the very first time in their life, and you know they'd have no reason sometimes to think this through, that you can't bring that stuff in. So I'm sure there will be some people where it's going to create an issue.
Walsh says the ban is related to a Supreme Court rule that bans jurors from researching a trial on the web. He says there have also been rare occasions where people tried to intimidate jurors or witnesses. The ban allows exceptions for reporters, doctors, and lawyers, and cameras will be allowed for those getting married at the courthouse. After 11 years, it's now a lot easier to get into the U of I's Allerton Park near Monticello. Local officials held a brief ceremony this morning to open a new bridge linking the park's main entrance with the Allerton Mansion and Garden. Matthew Smith with the park's marketing department says Allerton's barn and nature trails are easily accessible from Allerton Road, but because the old bridge was closed, visitors had to take a longer alternate route to get to the Allerton Mansion. He says the obstruction caused some confusion for people attending this year's Allerton Music Barn Festival.
You know, after the Music Barn Festival, you really have a lot of people, even this year, were saying, hey, how do we get to Allerton now? And it would just be so much easier, and it is now easier to tell people that, hey, go up maybe 100 yards and hang a left and you're in the park, as opposed to really directing them out and around, and it's an additional 15 minutes to get into the park.
Smith says the new $1.6 million bridge was paid for with state capital funds. It replaces a one-lane bridge, which park founder Robert Allerton built in the early 20th century. The ban on burning for the village of Savoy that went into effect last Monday has been lifted. The village allows burning of yard waste in approved containers, although it is prohibited in some subdivisions. School voucher advocates are pushing to get as many Indiana children as possible into that state's burgeoning program that helps pay private school tuition. The second year of Indiana's program doubles to 15,000, the number of students who can get the vouchers. Roughly 8,000 students had been approved for vouchers by late August. The application deadline is Friday. Pro-voucher group School Choice Indiana is touting the state program and urging parents to apply, but that push has also spurred a counter-movement from public school leaders seeking to keep students from leaving their schools. Indiana lawmakers passed legislation in 2011, giving the state the country's broadest voucher program. Some Chicago parents say teachers would be justified in striking if they don't get a hefty raise. Those parents gathered this morning outside a middle school on the city's southwest side, where Mayor Rahm Emanuel was greeting students as the school year started. Teachers are ready to walk off the job next week if they do not receive a new contract. State grant money will allow the Champaign Public Library to give patrons a chance to use the latest in technology to catch up on their reading. Later this month, Champaign Library Development Director Donna Pittman says they will provide 14 preloaded Kindles on loan for 2 weeks at a time. She says each will have about 30 titles in a particular genre.
We tried to pick areas that we know are popular, and we thought that doing putting a different genre on each Kindle kind of made sense. That way, if a person likes to read mysteries and they got the mystery Kindle, chances are they would be able to find something on that Kindle that they wanted to read.
Pittman says the library expects to have the Kindles ready to loan out by mid-September. Funding for the preloaded Kindles comes from the Illinois State Library's Eliminate the Digital Divide program. The Champaign Library also offers about 35,000 e-books available for two-week downloads. Details are available on the library's website at champaign.org. And Indianapolis Zoo officials say its new International Orangutan Center exhibit will be an important step toward raising public interest for saving the endangered primates. Zoo officials, donors, Governor Mitch Daniels, and Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard were among those taking part in a ceremony today marking the start of construction for the $21.5 million center that is expected to open in May 2014. The new exhibit will feature an open-air cable system allowing the orangutans to travel overhead around parts of the zoo outside the enclosure and an aerial gondola ride for visitors to see the animals from above. The center will house 8 orangutans, which are native to the forests of the southeastern Asian islands of Sumatra and Borneo. In sports, the Chicago Cubs tonight will try to break out of a 3-game losing streak. At 6:05, they continue their 4-game series against the Washington Nationals. The Chicago White Sox will try to tighten their hold on the top spot in the AL Central when they face the bottom-dwelling Minnesota Twins tonight at 7:10. And the St. Louis Cardinals will go for another win when they face the New York Mets at Busch Stadium tonight at 7:15. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.